Hello and welcome to On The Box, your weekly dose of TV-related nonsense and ramblings. I'm Andrew, and today I am joined by three of my regular co-hosts. Introduce yourselves.
I'm Andy, and I'm always here.
Not so regular, but I'm Ryan.
And I am Rob, and I have the power!
Why are you still here?
No, we tried kicking him out of the seat, but it's got a bit sticky now.
Not as bad as you when I introduced you to that site.
Okay, that doesn't sound dirty at all.
That's why I said it like that.
Was it lolcat?
No.
No, it was worse.
Oh, God.
Let's put it this way. Once he saw it, his first words were, hello.
And not mentioned, remember we went
and for legal reasons, we can't mention anything else.
Yes. Is this like stuff in the dark?
That sounds even worse now. That sounds even worse now.
Well, now that this situation is completely fixed and is fine now, let's move on to the news.
Yes. So, what have we got, guys?
Okay, I'll start then. Okay, so of course, big news this week is that Charlie Sheen has come out on a TV interview to confirm that he is HIV positive.
Okay.
He's still winning.
Yes. Yeah, he appeared on the NBC's Today show to admit that he's had the disease for a few years now, and that basically he's spent like millions of pounds just trying to keep people silent about it.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, why has he tried keeping people silent about it?
Well, I mean, for a while initially, he didn't want to admit it.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's why he went off the rails. I was going to say a bit, but...
Yeah, spectacularly. Okay. But, I mean, why did it cost him millions of pounds just to ask people to be quiet about it?
Well, because these are not overly scrupulous sorts of people, Rob. Like, they needed to be bribed.
Oh, God.
But he's basically admitted that it kind of basically got to the point where he was being blackmailed to keeping the secret.
But this news story wouldn't have had that much of a negative impact on your career, really.
Well, no.
Compared to the meltdown that he had.
Well, the thing is, did he have that meltdown because of him having HIV?
It would make sense. Because he didn't come out, because everyone was like, I'm surprised he didn't come out and admit that he has a clear drug problem.
Yeah. But the other thing is, how much of his behavior over the last few years has been linked to not just that, but also the fact that he's having to pay people to keep quiet about it? I mean, that's just wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, God, it's very easy now to look back over everything he's done and just realize he will have been under so much pressure.
Yeah.
That guy knows how to party, though.
Yeah, he knows how to party.
So some of the videos since his meltdown have been amazingly hilarious.
Yeah.
I love that guy. I've still got the t-shirt with like his face on it saying winning.
Yeah, but...
it's a bit awkward to wear that
when
now.
You think about it, it's kind of tragic as well because a lot of those parties, how much of that was self-destructive?
It's entirely self-destructive.
Mm. When you look at it, knowing what we know now, a lot of it was, in fact, most of it, as you said, it was self-destructive.
Indeed.
So, yeah, I know loads of people are going to be looking at this and saying, you know, oh, right, okay, we always suspected something was up. Well, that's 2020 hindsight. Most people would have looked at it and just went... Most people honestly looked at it and thought, oh, he's gone off the rails.
Yeah, because...
Not really, I just looked at it and went, oh, it's Charlie Sheen, what are you going to do?
Like, he's always been, like, pretty much, like, the drunken party boy.
Yeah.
You just saw this as, like, him taking it to the extreme.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not all bad news, because, you know, he said he feels really free now that he's, you know, admitted this to the world. Mm.
Destructive style.
And his doctors said, like, apparently he's responding really well to the medication. He's got no visible signs of the illness at the moment.
Well, not just that. I mean, he's no longer... They can't blackmail him anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, did they arrest the people who were trying to blackmail him? Has he mentioned any people? Has he named names?
No, I don't think he's named
names. I bet you know the people that he did, that tried to blackmail him and he paid off.
Yeah.
But they're so nervous now.
Yeah.
He can literally go on just any media platform and just...
He can just basically say, well, this person blackmailed me, and that person is probably going to get lynched by a bunch of new Charlie Sheen fans, because he's going to be the one that everyone supports now.
I love Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Well,
plus, he's already got a whole bunch of fans, like the Ryans of the world.
Yes, this is true.
Winning.
Can you imagine being attacked by an army of Ryans?
I'm unpredictable, man. I'm unpredictable. You don't know what I'm going to do.
He's crazy like a fox.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
He can dodge. He can shimmy.
I can jive.
Yes.
No foxtrot.
No foxtrot. It's kind of slow. We killed that one,
yeah,
didn't we?
We did.
Killed that new story. Right, okay, moving on to the next one. What's next?
We'll go with this one now. Sky Q.
What the hell is Sky Q?
This is the new service Sky have, which is replacing Sky Plus HD. And basically, it's taking on, obviously, Virgin Media, BT, but it's a rival to Netflix. You now get a Netflix-like subscription service built into your Sky Plus, or yeah, now Sky Q box, along with your TV packages in the same subscription.
How much extra is this?
It's replacing the full Sky Plus service, so I take it you just get upgraded if you're a Sky customer.
Okay.
But it's early next year.
Have they announced what type of shows are going to be on this?
Seems quite broad. We just say to rival Netflix, so I take it you're getting your films, you're getting your TV shows, full series, along with the on-demand, which you'll be getting now.
Yeah, which is standard. Yeah. This
you're
could be
a lot more.
This could be killer. Well, obviously with Sky Movies, things like that, you know, you're going to be able to possibly get like the latest films way before Netflix.
Yeah,
and I think more importantly, if they offer on-demand Game of Thrones,
it will do, won't it? Sky Atlantic.
Yep, all the Sky Atlantic stuff.
Now TV at the minute does that. Well, this also comes with Apple AirPlay support.
Oh, right.
And the 2 terabyte hard drive.
Oh, wow. How much a month is this, though?
They haven't said yet.
they're going to have to keep the price like pretty similar to Netflix, aren't they?
Competitive. From what I gathered, what you were saying, you still have to have the Skybox, Andy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so this is like an additional service.
No, you've got the Sky Q hub router, which will be your main box, but you've got Sky Q mini boxes.
Okay.
Put them around your house. So this seems something. I bet Virgin Media with the TiVo.
With the mini boxes, it sounds
I've always said Sky
something like a, you know, a Google, or the like the Rokus and the what's the Google ones.
Google one. Oh, Android.
No, I'm trying to think of it now. The little drives you can get and you can.
Yeah, Android. I'm not doing Android.
I can't remember the name of them.
Or Google something.
Yeah. It seems they're trying to combat that as well.
Mm.
With these little mini ones.
This does bring up an interesting point though, right? A couple of weeks ago on Keyframe, Lewis and I reported on a story that we found, which was about Netflix specifically. Netflix CEO Reed Hastings said in an interview with the New York Times that he was hopeful that Netflix will make a great anime show, as in they want to produce their own anime, and that Netflix was actually investing $5 billion in 2016 on more to produce more unique programming from production companies around the world.
Well, they already are with animated series anyway.
No, they're actually importing those from Japan. Netflix actually wants to pay for production.
Yeah, but didn't
they
make Knights of Sidonia? Yeah,
Knights of Sidonia was done by Japanese studios, and
you got things like BoJack Horseman.
It was only part-funded. I think they had some kind of funding from Netflix for exclusivity, but Netflix wants to do more. They actually want to fund anime, and because anime is a massive thing on Netflix, lots of people watch it on Netflix.
In terms of Netflix exclusivity, I can't remember any bad things they've done.
Exactly. And what I'm saying is this, you know, this move and the Sky Q, you know, they seem to kind of tie into each other. It's weird how it's working out, because Sky is going down this route and Sky have a massive content, but Netflix are looking at it and going, okay, well, if they're going down this route, we'll go down this route.
Well, I'm currently sort of doing like an essay on, you know, piracy, and I'm looking at Sky a lot and the way we're consuming at the minute. And I don't know, I feel like this would be a massive game changer if this was just an online Netflix style, just straight subscription you stream. But having the box as well seems a bit overkill.
This seems to be merged with the... This is their new corp.
But it said you had the mini ones
you,
as well.
You have Now TV still. That is their Netflix based where you get your sports, your TV.
Who owns Now TV? Sky. Is it part of Sky?
Sky, right. Sky no. channel. No idea. With it.
I had no idea.
So what is Sky Q then?
It's your Sky Plus replacement with everything built in, your... box sets, yeah.
It seems like it's just going
to,
like...
Oh, okay, so instead of, like, having to go on the laptop to, like, look at box sets, you just get them straight off the Sky Q.
Yeah. It's like Virgin, at the minute, have their TiVo.
Yeah.
They have a Netflix app.
Yes, they do.
But you need the Netflix subscription.
As well,
right.
Okay, so Sky Q is just,
one subscription.
Okay.
I'm guessing you'll have more than one subscription, so, like...
Well, no, it's just kind of building everything into your existing Sky subscription. Because generally, if people have a Sky Plus HD box, they'll have a Sky subscription.
More for nothing. Unless their name is good. More for nothing is good, but I still think just having this as an online Netflix style subscription service and that's it being an option would be more beneficial and be a massive game changer.
Now TV for that, though.
I know, but isn't this going to technically make Now TV redundant?
Isn't that good, though? I'll be honest, Now TV isn't that good.
This seems like it's just going to make it redundant.
For the movies, yeah. It is.
Yeah, but I mean, Sky have so much more that they do, and Netflix have so much more that
they
do.
I can't see why you'd want Now TV when you, again, like Rob's saying, you've got this.
Well, let's put it this way.
As well as Netflix.
Let's put it this way. What's on Sky? On Sky Atlantic, you have all sorts of programming.
There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. There's loads of stuff on Sky Atlantic and on Sky Movies as well. But then you can move across to Netflix, and what was it? Jessica Jones starts today?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, Jessica Jones starts today. There's Daredevil. There's all sorts of other stuff on Netflix.
I mentioned Sky Amazon's thing as well.
Sky have Arrow and The Flash and stuff like that. And Amazon is starting to make a name for itself.
Yeah, they've got like Hand of God.
USB thing as well, isn't it?
Yeah. The Fire Stick or whatever it's called.
£35 is a bargain.
Yeah.
Obviously, you have to pay your monthly or your yearly subscription.
Thing is, with that, you can get Netflix and various other things on there.
Amazon have a unique setup, though. They offer everything with that subscription.
Yeah.
They offer next-day delivery and everything.
Yeah. It's cheap. It works out cheaper, actually.
Mm. Yeah. So, there's three main contenders, I'd say. I don't think Now TV is going to survive in the new market. Mm. But I think Netflix has an interesting approach. It's not one that I've seen from Amazon or Sky, and I'd like to see it more from Amazon and Sky, where they're actually investing in a lot more niche media. Sky had... Do you remember when Cartoon Network used to do all the anime programming?
Yeah, yeah.
When they used to have Toonami.
Back in the day.
That got a lot of ratings for Sky. Mm. It got a lot of ratings for Cartoon Network. Because it was the only place on TV where you could sit down and watch anime, except for sci-fi, which was still called sci-fi at that point, not sci-fi.
Well, you don't see any anime on TV now.
Nope, you don't.
No.
It's only in America where you have things like Adult Swim, and that's about it.
Yeah, but the thing is, I've constantly said this. Why? It's there, it's accessible. Why isn't there a channel?
Seems to be a channel for everything else.
Yeah. I reckon whoever...
I would assume it's probably just like the old white guys in charge of all the TV networks.
Actually,
just
I don't think it is. I think it's more of a sort of like an ownership type thing, getting all them together and having to pay royalties to
show
them.
The licenses for... The thing is, when it comes to something like anime, getting the license for a DVD release of a show that has just been out, say, the previous year or the previous season in Japan... That's going to be expensive. But say you wanted to put on something from the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Or the 2000s. The license for that is going to be dirt cheap because nowhere else is showing it.
It would be good if they... Actually, I wouldn't mind if they started showing like a lot of the classics, like your Cowboy Bebops and...
Exactly. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Balls. And you could start off with something like that to keep the costs down. You could go for older IPs and especially some IPs that just haven't had access to the UK in the past. Something like Astro Fighter Sunred would go down a storm.
It would be great for like anime fans who just want like a bit of a nostalgia fest, but also for people.
Well, it's not just that. You could use it to broaden people's horizons.
And broaden people as well, yeah.
You know, they're not having to pay it. They can watch it on TV. you know, or on catch-up if you have a catch-up service online. And I'm amazed that nobody has actually looked at this as a serious thing.
It's only Adult Swim that offer that, but it's only in America. But
exactly.
They did that sort of thing, though, with your comedies and stuff. Look at Dave. Yeah. That started off showing stuff from the 80s and the 90s.
Exactly,
only.
And now look at Dave.
And now it's one of the, well, I'd say probably one of the major.
Yeah, it's one of the most watched channels now. And not just because it does endless reruns of Mock the Week and Top Gear.
And you Red Dwarf.
Yes. Which was funded by Dave.
Is you funded know? By
because
is funded
the, by because Dave, of yeah. how many people watching old Red Dwarf episodes, they were like, hey, why not? So I've got
you could easily
you
do really that with that. You could do, easily do that do with that. Anime.
That's really interesting. I'm surprised no one's done it.
Yeah. So, I mean, as you said with Dave, the precedent is there for something like that to happen. So get on it, guys. Or we'll do it ourselves.
Should do it ourselves.
Yes, Sky and Q, watch out for it in.
No, actually, guys, don't do that. We're just going to do it. So, Dave, leave the animes alone. We're going to shut them all and become billionaires.
Yes. Anyway.
Oh, billionaires, yeah.
Yes. Anyway, shall we move on from Sky Q? Because when you said Sky Q, I'm immediately thinking Star Trek. I'm thinking, hang on, is it going to be capricious in nature? And is it only going to do what it wants? Is it going to be like that I have to fight the remote control just to watch what I want?
I don't really watch that much Star Trek, so I didn't get the reference.
Q's a character in Star Trek. He's capricious and always playing tricks on people.
I didn't get that either,
people.
Andrew, so you're not...
Right.
My joke failed.
It did fail.
You guys
hard.
Suck. You guys suck. And I said S, not F. Reference to a different show. Sorry. Anyway, moving on.
Let's talk about Barbie, guys.
Do we have to?
Yes, because there's four straight guys in this room. I think we can talk about Barbie the best.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Could you have said that in a creepier voice?
No, that's what happens. That's what he does. What's that?
Please don't say what you open.
So anyway, a new Barbie advert has aired in the US. And for the first time ever, there's been, like, a boy in it. Just, like, a random boy
just
playing
a rogue
Barbies.
Boy.
Okay, yeah. We're talking about a real boy. Not
yes,
like,
yes, a real boy.
And not a Ken doll that just happens to talk.
Is
well,
he CG?
I don't, it could be, like, a really, really high-tech Ken doll. That could be, like, the future of Barbie.
What is he just heavily CG?
Oh, God. No. Because you know the whole Barbie-Ken relationship. Are they introducing Ken at an early age, you know, real world Ken. Is he going to grow up to be real world Ken?
Now, obviously, I'm not one to stereotype.
Yeah.
But if the kid in that advert is young Ken, then Barbie's going to have some serious problems.
Okay, explain.
As Barbie's going to get friend zoned.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, yes. I get you now.
Because obviously, you know, it's a young age. You know, was he glittery? You don't know how they're going to. Well, no, but he does come at the end of the advert and just yell out, "It's so fierce."
Sorry, what?
What is fierce about Barbie? Is this like an Amazonian range?
I was about to say, is this like Amazon Barbie? Does she cut off one of her breasts so she can pull a ball or something like that?
What?
Did you not know this?
What are you on about?
No.
Amazons did not pull balls. They had to cut off one of their breasts. Otherwise, they couldn't pull the ball properly.
Okay.
It's one of the reasons why there was a reference to it in Why the Last Man.
Are we going to see Barbie grills or something like that?
Wonder Woman never cut off one of her boobs.
That's because DC went with the whole, okay, we can't do this.
What, you say that like this, oh, those conservative prudes over at DC.
Yeah, because Wonder Woman
wasn't...
Not allowing
us to hack off one of Wonder Woman's breasts.
Yeah, because Wonder Woman wasn't about bondage in the first place.
Even so, I think it's still a bit of a step to... Like hacking off body parts, Rob.
But that's what the Legends of the Amazon said.
And if the Legends of the Amazon said that you should go jump off a cliff, would you?
No.
Exactly.
Because I don't obey legends, I'm just saying what the legend said.
Did your milkshake bring all the boys to the air?
Oh.
He went there.
He did go there.
Damn right.
I think Ryan's been hanging out with us too much. Anyway.
All right, time for another story by Andy, because it's better than yours.
Well played.
No, but seriously, Andy,
I don't know what I said.
Right.
Sorry, I killed that one, didn't I?
I was approaching the end, maybe.
This one, I think we should go with the one that we're all familiar with. That's porridge.
It's nice with honey on a morning when it's cold. But I don't think that's the porridge you mean.
I like warming up my porridge.
I'm a ready bread guy.
No, I mean when it's cold outside. Hot porridge with honey.
Anyway, it might
Are you a ready bread guy? Did you just say you're a ready bread guy?
Yeah.
That sounds like someone off an advert.
I thought ready bread was for kids.
No, that's kids' ready bread.
Hang on,
like
what?
Chocolate ready bread. Since
when was ready bread not for kids?
It's like having banana Weetabix, you know.
My mum eats banana Weetabix, I'll have you know.
Hang on, no, it wasn't banana Weetabix. It was chocolate Weetabix. It was chocolate Weetabix. That wasn't very nice. Anyway.
Ew, chocolate Weetabix.
Anyway, porridge might be...
Dear God.
Anyway, it's Otto Simple is where it's at.
It's all about the crunchy nut. Because it's like Frosties for boring people.
Yes, it is.
Nah, mate, Golden Nugget. It's where it's at.
Oh my God, I remember Golden Nuggets.
Golden Nuggets are amazing.
Do you remember Cookie Crisp?
No.
Yes, I remember.
No, Cookie Crisp.
I didn't like them that
much. Can we just have a show?
No,
where
golden
cereal.
Golden Nuggets, because you can also eat them like just like casually. You don't need the milk.
Oh, yeah, no. Golden
yeah, but you can do that with Crunchy Nut Cornflakes.
It's
right,
such a weird thing.
You can eat Crunchy Nut Cornflakes on their own.
They're really dry.
Who does that?
I did. Just stick your hand in. It's like, no, seriously, it's like cheap popcorn.
Oh, it's all about Crave, Rob.
Oh, no.
No.
Crave
no.
is disgusting.
No. Seriously, no. Just go stand in the corner.
Or cardboard or shredded wheat, as is more known.
Shredded wheat, if you prepare it the right way, it's not bad. But
that's a
lie.
If
you have it dry.
Shredded wheat is like just disappointment condensed into a breakfast cereal.
No, I think you'll find that's all bran.
I quite like all bran.
I was going to say, when you've reached the point where you have to eat bran flakes or all bran, it's, yeah.
I mean, before I say that, I am basically like an 80-year-old man trapped inside the body of a much younger man.
Yes. And you're very on fleek today.
I am so on fleek. Anyway, porridge.
Anyway, it says might be moon making porridge, but they are.
Please don't remake porridge.
No.
This is set in a modern prison, and it's... Fletcher's grandson.
So it's not so much
up.
A remake as a sequel.
Up. Yeah, he gets locked up for a computer hack.
So it's not so much a remake as a follow-on.
But it's in a modern prison.
In a modern prison. And
I mean, reading that, the premise of it sounds good, but I wouldn't connect it to porridge. I'd just make it a brand new.
Maybe you
could use the term modern. Like modern version of porridge, but don't
I
link
think,
it.
Thing is, I think I'd agree with you on that. I think that just because of the success of porridge, I don't think that they should tarnish the memory of what Ronnie Barker and the rest of them actually made by using the name. It feels very much like they've just crowbarred the name on to this thing, you know, with some rusty nails.
Yeah. Well, they do it all the time. Like they're trying to associate it with something else just to get on that goodwill.
Yeah. But all it does is end up tarnishing the memory of something great.
It's like if they made the sequel to Only Fools and Horses where Damien was an eBay seller. It, isn't it?
Actually, that's genius.
It is, isn't it?
That is genius.
If that happens in a year or something, I want commission for that.
Yes.
A copyright claim on this show.
God, oh, it'd be like if they ever did a sequel to Open All Hours. Can you imagine how bad that would be?
Yes, because they did, didn't they?
Yeah. And it was that bad.
Yeah, and as much as I love David Jason, that was all disappointment. Sorry.
Or if they made remakes of ones like The Good Life or Are You Being Served, that would be bad, wouldn't it?
Yeah, good thing there's no chance of that ever happening, right?
Yeah. Okay, how... Felicity Kendall, and I'll admit, right, when I was younger, I had a massive crush on Felicity Kendall because she was nice.
She's like the Thinking Man's Crumpet.
Yes, basically.
New shows remade also include Up Pompeii.
What?
And Keeping Up Appearances.
I'm sorry, Up Pompeii without Frankie Howard is not Up Pompeii.
And Keeping Up Appearances.
Keeping Up Appearances.
I know that was, I enjoyed it while it was on.
Is that the one with Hyacinth Bouquet?
Yeah. Just remake everything while you're at it.
I'm sorry, but yeah.
One Foot in the Grave, that's another one, let's do that.
I wasn't a big fan of Hyacinth Bouquet and the rest of that, but Up Pompeii without Frankie Howard should never be done.
Yeah, because
Frankie Howard...
It was all about him.
Yeah, it was all about him. Frankie Howard was up Pompeii. That sounds wrong now that I say it.
Can you imagine if they rebooted Allo Allo?
Oh,
don't
no.
give them ideas if any of them are listening.
I don't... No, actually, they can't. They can't reboot Allo Allo because Allo Allo was one of those ones that's very much a product of its time. And a lot of the humor was actually quite kind of racial. I mean, the British copper who was trying to fake being French. Good morning.
He's the best character.
You know, and then you got the you know, the British airmen who were trying to escape. And they're always hiding in like so underneath someone's dress and they got the mustaches and everything. it was so much about the stereotypes of what people thought the British were and what people thought the French were, you know, because all René needed were, and I think the old guy actually did this, you know, the old guy who played the piano.
Oh,
he actually did this when he went out in disguise. He was wearing the black and white striped cap and the beret with a string of garlic and onions around his neck.
Pretty sure he had a baguette with him as well.
Yeah, and he had a baguette with him as well. And it was all about the stereotypes. But if you do that now, somebody is going to complain. You can pretty much guarantee somebody on social media is going to say, you can't do that. That's stereotypical. That's offensive. That is, isn't it? They did it here.
Thing is, well, though, when the things like this were originally on,
yeah,
it was locked. The only people from where it was broadcast could watch it. You've got the internet now where anybody in any country could watch it somehow.
I mean,
or...
Can you imagine if they did, what was it that came after Till Death Do Us Part? Remember the one with Alf Garnett? The really bald old racist fella who had to be cared for by an Afro-Caribbean guy. And he used to wind him up and call him all sorts of names. They couldn't remake that one. And one that they definitely...
Should you just make that one up, Rob?
No, I'm pretty sure...
No, not about Steptoe and Son.
Steptoe and Son. Although there was talk about remaking Steptoe and Son, which should never be done. Porridge was a product of its time and should never, ever be remade or have a sequel.
Have a sequel.
Did it?
No, I still agree with Andy.
Going,
I think
going straight, it was when he was out of prison.
Did it?
Yeah. Ronnie Barker. When Fletch was out of prison.
Yeah. I still think you could, you know, it doesn't have to be related to Porridge or anything. It could be related to it or share some similarities, but I feel like we should just make it completely different. I think it would be quite interesting.
It's going to be worth it.
I like the idea that he's been sent to prison for cyber hacking.
Yes.
How's he going to survive in that?
Make him like a proper like internet guy as well. He's just not suited for prison.
Just have the one who plays Moss from IT Crowd.
Oh, man. Fantastic.
I would watch that.
This sounds amazing. I would watch this so much.
Maybe Fletcher's grandson. It's just totally...
He could have slept about. It's 2015, man. You got to be PC.
Yeah, I didn't dream up Till Death Do Us Part, by the way, because there was a sequel in 1985 with Alf Garnett and his wife, who was now in a wheelchair. They were older, and it was called In Sickness and in Health.
Right. Yeah. That makes sense because it's the wedding films.
Yes.
I see what they did there.
Yes. But yeah, they had to mellow out a lot of his opinions from the earlier series because he was highly racist. Very, very, very racist.
These are going in that new BBC on demand thing in its time category.
Really?
We mentioned it a few weeks ago when you
The racist category.
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
I really don't want most of these to be remade. I mean, they're doing Are You Being Served as well?
Yeah.
Well, no, they're only thinking about doing it. I feel like this kind of story comes around every now and again of like them thinking.
BBC One have announced that it is remaking The Good Life.
No, it's not. No, it's not, Andy. No, it's not, Andy. No,
I don't want them to remake The Good Life, though. I liked Felicity Kendall. I didn't mind her husband too much, but I liked Felicity Kendall. You know, and it was a great show about living within your means. Which was a rarity at that point.
Each show is at a different stage of development, so that I'm making it.
What are they doing? Is it like John Lewis the comedy? Is that what Are You Being Served is going to be now?
Do you feel like Are You Being Served, out of all of them, probably has the most chance? Because I feel like there's a lot you can get out of like just working in a shop comedy, especially now that like attitude's probably changed a bit more.
Yeah, but I just don't want them to... I'd like them to actually follow on from the humour of How Are You Being Served and not end up with the humour of Fawn Shop.
Oh, yeah, good point. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but... I mean, I think it goes without saying that I would like all of these to be not terrible.
Yes.
I think BBC will have a bit of taste to it. It depends.
If sorry. This is BBC. This is Sun, Sex and Suspicious Parents.
You didn't let me finish, Rob. It depends if they try to go traditional BBC One, Two BBC, or Lose Faith in Humanity BBC Three.
Didn't BBC do a comedy in a job centre?
What?
Within the last year. Called The Job Lot.
Was it BBC? Which was also horrible and probably accurate, to be honest.
They did a comedy in a job centre.
Yeah. It was about
the greatest of all places.
I'll admit, it was really funny the way they ripped the job centre to bits without referencing them.
Okay.
That was a genius part.
It's about people who worked in the job centre. It's probably accurate and what actually like.
Okay, right. Enough with that. Is there any other news?
Just a quick mention on the flip side of that. Apparently the BBC are also bringing back the League of Gentlemen.
Ooh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's another one, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
Sketch shows are different, though.
If I can get some more Papa Lazarus.
Yeah, sketch shows are a lot easier to do.
I want more Papa Lazarus. He should just have his own series.
We just had a frightened no from Rob's corner of the office.
Yeah, I don't think it should happen either.
Papa Lazarus, the worst guy to dress up as for Halloween.
No. Actually, there is one. Do you remember Ali G? Right.
Yes. Oh, I love Ali.
Now, do you remember Ali G? Now, imagine... You remember he used to go around interviewing people? Mm. Imagine Papa Lazaro as a talk show host.
Stop giving people ideas, Rob.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be on, Dave.
Probably. Yes. Probably.
But yeah, can you imagine that? Papa Lazaro as a talk show host. Interviewing
people. No, because I haven't actually ever seen League of Gentlemen.
Escobola, Escobala, Dubala.
Yes.
What about some pegs? You're my wife now.
I'm going to assume those were references and not that you've just finally snapped.
No, Ryan has
just watched the Papa Lazarus bit, especially the Christmas one.
No, the Christmas one's terrifying.
It is, but you need to watch it, though.
The Christmas one is scary as hell. Like you should never watch that in front of any kids. Seriously.
It's a room full of kids when I watch it, then.
Yes, basically.
I want to see, like, you know how they're doing the Santa versus Krampus movie. It should be Santa, Krampus, Papa Lazarus. Who would win?
Oh, right. Okay. I think that's enough of the news there. We have to stop there before he goes off on one. All we're going to get for the rest of the show now is just random comments from Ryan.
Dev!
See? Right, okay, so let's move into what we've been watching. So, guys, what have you been watching?
Okay, I'll go first then, shall I?
Yeah.
So, what I've been watching is The Last Kingdom. If anyone has a problem with that, they can bloody well say so now.
The Last Kingdom?
Yes, The Last Kingdom.
Shall
on
I get some
BBC
duct tape, Randy?
Two, I think. Yeah, two. BBC Two.
Okay, I have no problem with this.
Good. So The Last Kingdom is adapted by a book by Bernard Cornwell.
Yes.
Which, as you'll remember, I said on Literary Lodging a while ago, I'd like to see more stuff adapted from him, so yes. I'm very happy it's on. And it stars a guy called Uhtred of Northumbria. He's from Northumbria, guys, and we're not going to get more specific than that because you can't handle it. So he's kind of the son of the Earl, I think, is the term.
Okay.
The leader man.
The Earl.
The Earl.
The
Earl, yeah.
It's like, basically, the word Earl is actually from that, but it was actually A-R-L, the Earl.
Okay, yeah, so he's the son of the Earl.
Scandinavian, I think, a term from.
Yep.
But then he gets betrayed by his uncle. His dad is killed in battle, and he is captured by the Danes. Instead of just using him as a slave, he gets raised by a Dane called Ragnar. But like that's a different Ragnar from the Ragnar from Vikings.
I was about to say.
There were lots of Vikings called Ragnar.
There's a Danish Ragnar now.
Because like there's that Ragnar, then there's this Ragnar, and then there's Ragnar, son of Ragnar.
I just thought of a horrible, horrible joke.
You can save your joke, Rob, because this is my time.
Can I just say...
No, you can't say your joke. No.
Please.
There will be no jokes on this show.
Please.
No.
Please.
Is this no longer a fun show anymore?
It is, no, it is, it is.
He's a
We're not
man.
Allowed fun anymore.
He's a changed man
it's
after
it's
last
the
week.
Only joke I want to make while you're doing this, and it will only be relevant while you're covering the show.
Fine.
It's going to be an awful joke as well, because he's Ragnar, but if he was related to me, he'd be Ragnar Hawk.
Oh, I was desperately trying to think of a joke.
Ragnarok.
You are a terrible person, bro.
But I'm glad I'm not the only one that kind of already thought Ragnar. There's got to be a way I can make it Ragnarok.
Oh, also Owen's here, by the way.
Yeah, yes, hello, Owen.
Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm here.
Surprise.
Anyway.
So, yeah, Uhtred, he gets raised by the Danes. So that
Danes? What's that?
Danes, as in the Danish people.
I thought you said
from Denmark.
So Dame Judi Dench isn't here.
I say that's different.
Dame Judi Dench.
Anyway. So, yeah,
he gets raised by them until eventually they are also betrayed and killed off, which really sucks because, like, his adopted grandfather is played by Rutger Hauer.
What?
Yeah, Rutger Hauer is just, like, in the first episode.
Does he appear again after that? Or
No, he dies in the first episode.
Oh, damn it.
I know, it's so disappointing.
It's Rutger Hauer. Yeah, Rutger Hauer's awesome.
Yeah, plus, this is like halfway through episode one, so I don't think it's like that yeah. big of a spoiler.
Rutger Hauer's awesome, though.
He is so cool.
Rutger Hauer was the Hitcher. No, he was the psycho. He was the serial killer in The Hitcher, but he also had a movie that was just kind of, everyone's going, yeah. And then he did a movie about him being a blind swordsman.
No, that's not even it. He was also Hobo with a Shotgun.
I know, I was waiting for you to say that. I left it open for you to say it.
Well, thank you, Rob. I took that opportunity with full gusto.
Yes. Anyway.
So yeah, after his family and Hobo with a Shotgun are killed, he has to go on the run, but he also gets framed for their murder, so he's now being chased by the Saxons, who are like paid by his uncle and want to kill him because he's a Dane, but also now by all the Danes who want to kill him because he killed them and he's a Saxon. So, no, Rob, no, you had your joke, Rob.
I just
you
want to point something
joke.
Out. You said after his family were killed in Hobo with a Shotgun, he had to go on the run.
No, after his family and Hobo with a Shotgun were killed.
Okay. Okay.
Because Rutger Hauer was killed and he is Hobo with a Shotgun.
Oh, right, yes, okay.
So, yeah, basically he's left with only one choice, and that is to join Alfred of Wessex.
And Alfred the Great?
Yeah, Alfred the Great.
Ooh.
Which brings us neatly up to the point we left off last show.
Yes.
So yeah, it's really cool because Alfred, he's not at all like what you would think a king would be. Like, he's just this gaunt, sickly-faced man. But he also commands the respect of an entire region just by like, sheer force of will. He's such an interesting character.
Well, he's pretty much the only monarch in the history of these islands to be called the Great.
Yeah, because, like, he united all of England.
Yep.
Which, you know, spoiler alert for the eventual end of the series.
It's not so much spoiler alert, is it?
It's like, oh my God, this happened.
Yeah, it's kind of, 2,000 years?
I didn't say it was a recent spoiler.
No, 1,000, actually, is it Vikings, is it? So it's only about 1,500 to 1,000.
Oh, right, that's a bit too recent. We might have to stick a spoiler warning on the start of the show then.
Yes. Otherwise, the internet will come for us.
So, yeah, I think it's an interesting dynamic that him and Uhtred have, because Uhtred, he's been raised as a warrior. Like, the only thing he respects is physical strength.
Okay.
So, like, he sees Alfred as like, well, no, look at you. You're some skinny, sick guy. I don't respect you at all. And, like, tries to kind of muscle his way right through to the top. And Alfred just stands there and shouts him down.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like there's one bit in the episode I saw last night where Uhtred just bursts into church, like with his sword out, screaming about stuff. And Alfred just like walks right up to him and yells, "Shut up." And he does.
Oh, sounds amazing.
I like this character.
Yeah.
Yes. I think I want to watch this program now.
Yeah, it's really good. It's like, got to admit, when I started watching it, I was a bit worried that it was just going to be like Discount Vikings on the BBC.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That's a good headline.
Yeah, but no, like...
Vikings, but not as good.
And I've got to admit, like, in some parts it is a little bit like that sometimes, just in that... I think the main problem is they all look a bit too clean, if you know what I mean. Like,
yeah,
they do sometimes look like just people dressed up in costumes rather than, you know, actual people living in that age.
Yeah.
But most of the time, it's actually really good. Like, basically, the BBC have just gone completely all out on it.
Cool.
Like, because, you know, BBC historical drama, you think, oh, it's going to be lots of people standing around
talking. And they're trying to make this, like, their Game of Thrones.
Yeah, they're making it very Game of Thrones-y. Like, there's sex, there's nudity, there's guys getting stabbed in the throat.
Everything I want.
Like, they're the three cardinal bits of a good TV show.
Everything a growing boy needs.
Yeah. Yeah, in the most recent episode, like, just a guy gets kicked in the face by a horse, and then Uhtred just don't know, like, just stabs him right in the stomach.
Nice. Yeah.
This show gets me. It knows what I want in life.
It understands
tickles you fondly.
All it needs is explosions. I take it.
Yeah, that's but unfortunately being in... No! There was explosions in the last episode as well. Because like, basically he makes kind of impromptu bombs out of pig fat and sets his enemies' ships on fire.
Really?
Yeah. And, like, then the Vikings come and they try and throw water on them and they just explode into massive amounts of flame.
Andrew... Are the BBC paying you to talk about this show? Because you're very, very positive.
Yeah, but the thing is...
I like it.
The thing you've got to remember is this. The original story was written by Bernard Cornwell.
Yeah, it was like an author I really like.
Yeah, and Bernard Cornwell is very good when it comes to war fiction, right? And my first outing with the Bernard Cornwell adaptation was Sharp, and I love Sharp. I thought Sharp was amazingly good. And Sean Bean was so young at that point as well.
Yeah, he is really weird going back, like, watching old Sharp because he's so young. But, like baby Sean Bean.
Yeah, but the thing is, his
before
mouth...
his constant deaths.
His mouth has not changed at all over the years. He's still got this... He's still the same mouthy beggar that he was back then.
I think somewhere in his house he had, like, just a portrait of his mouth somewhere.
Probably, yeah.
And, like, that portrait of his mouth, the mouth is gradually aging. His real mouth doesn't.
Yes. The picture of Sean Bean's mouth.
Yes.
Is it episode title?
I don't know, I was going to go for Discount Vikings.
No, I think the picture of Sean Bean's mouth is a better episode title.
The picture of Sean Bean's mouth.
Oh. Anyway.
Anyway, I finally talked about Last Kingdom now. I'm
so
happy.
Last Kingdom is recommend? Then?
Yes, definitely.
Is it better than Vikings, though? I mean,
Vikings
do you think?
Vikings is amazing.
Yeah, I've got to... Vikings is probably better just because it has that kind of extra layer of polish to it.
Okay.
And it has that, like, you know, history channel, like factual, really gritty.
No, I'm going to have awesome. To start watching Vikings.
Vikings are cool.
And the music
Vikings.
Is rad in Vikings.
Like, we need more Vikings. Where have the Vikings gone?
Where have they gone?
I'm going to have to start watching Vikings, I think.
It's good.
Oh, yeah, God, Vikings is amazing.
It's amazing.
Anyway, who's next?
Anyone?
Ryan?
So I've been watching Scream Queens. Anyone familiar with Scream Queens?
Yeah, I've watched the trailer of it on E4, and I was kind of like, eh.
Ah, fair enough. Anyway, Scream Queens, it's pretty much as if Scary Movie 1 was a TV series. Now, there's problems with it because of that, but it actually picked up a massive, massive, and I mean, like, really surprising, like, sort of hit stats towards it. It's already rated very highly on some of, like, the top TV shows going at the moment. I think it's rated about 9.1. Because, you know, it's just, there's plenty of shows like this where, again, it's all the characters very much like Scary Movie. They're all stereotyped. It's campy. It's silly, but it, you know, for some reason it's just got this, you know, funny charm to it, like the Scary Movie films do. But initial setup, it starts off with 20th anniversary. It's 1995 at this point, and there's a massive society party going on at this there's a university called Wallace University in America, and the main sort of like the story is set around this one society called Kappa Kappa Tau, which is all these, it's more of a female sorority house. And
sorry, what was it called again?
Kappa Kappa Tau.
Kappa Kappa Tau?
Tau, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a bit silly. Very, you know, American Greek, the typical American society. But there's this party going on in 1995, and they go into the toilet to find out that one of the pledges is giving birth in the bathroom, and because of that, it's really stereotypical, like teenage, like white, like rich, prestigious girls that, you know, don't want anything to do with it. And because of that, this girl ends up giving birth and then dying in the bathtub. Then it completely skips over and it's set in 2015, where it pretty much has the main character, Grace, who is a freshman at Wallace University. And she wants to get into Kappa Kappa Tau because apparently her mother, who is now dead, was involved with the society. So she's getting involved, and we find out the society is run by this like horrible, really uptight girl, has all the control, called Chanel, who was played by Emma Roberts, who you might remember from being in American Horror Story. I think that's why she's not in the newer ones, because she's mainly is focusing on this. And I think this is getting a season two as well, because it has been so surprisingly popular. But again, things start to happen. You know, they're doing all these like humiliation challenges to get in to become a part of like the society. But then people are slowly being killed by the people dressed up as Red Devils. And again, if you've watched anything like Scary Movie, it's very much that setup. Some of the deaths are really bizarre and hilarious. One of my personal favorites at the minute, one of the pledges was a girl who was deaf, but she was highly obsessed with Taylor Swift. And they have to do a pledge where they're buried up to the head. And some guy comes along with a lawnmower, but obviously because she's deaf, she cannot hear the lawnmower coming after her. And it's really gory, but it's over the top and silly. It is cringy and campy, but it's just got this charm to it where, because it's so, it, well, obviously it's quite self-aware that it is really over the top and stereotype. Because that's got that charm to it. And I'm quite enjoying it. It has actually been making me laugh. I'm about almost halfway into it now, and it just starts off a bit man, but it's gradually getting there. And the best thing about it is that it is this very much murder mystery thing, but it sort of pinpoints it like every episode that it could be multiple people. You have no idea like who this murderer is, and it's a massive surprise. But a lot of I was suggested by it because a lot of my friends are watching it, and I again watched the trailer like you said, Owen, and thought, oh, this looks horrible. Yeah, but after I've watched a couple episodes and after being recommended it, you know, I definitely could as well.
So kind of worth giving it a chance.
Yeah, a couple episodes in, it does take a while, but eventually you do get hooked into the story. But no, again, that's Scream Queens.
Cool. Anyone next? Who wants to go?
This one's going to be quick because it just started this week. I've been watching a new sitcom. Sitcom.
Great start. I'll watch how I say this. Sitcom.
We're just waiting patiently.
I've watched a new sitcom called Josh.
Okay.
Oh, right. Okay.
And this is Josh Widdicombe's sitcom from The Last Leg.
Yeah.
If anybody is not familiar. This is basically he lives with his dad.
Yeah.
His dad played by Jack D, who I didn't know was in it until he poked his head across the door in the sitcom.
Yeah.
Basically, the first episode was he got invited to go to this pool party.
Yeah.
And he's so embarrassed because he can't swim.
Okay.
And he spends the full episode worrying about it. And finally, when he gets there, finds out, it tells everybody that he's allergic to chlorine. And then very fun and like, shot him into the pool to see what happened. It was bright red. And you know what? It's hilarious. I'm watching it, I'm thinking, this isn't going to be good. I mean, usually sitcoms help launch the career.
Yeah.
And not go back up. But I don't know what it has, but it has something of like what the comedy that you'd get in, what was it called, the one with Jack Whitehall? It wasn't that good.
Oh,
but,
Bad Education,
yeah.
Yeah.
Which I really don't like.
It has that element to it for the comedy, but also has a... What was the other one? Heaven with Chris Ramsey?
Sorry? Which one?
Heaven with Chris Ramsey.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes. Heaven. Heaven was quite good.
Yeah, it was quite fun, wasn't it?
But it's a weird mix, but I liked it. And Jack D really suits the dad.
It's...
Yeah, he's at that point now where he can play parents quite well.
He's been at that point for...
So it's a sitcom with, you know, Bad Education style humour, but it's automatically better because it doesn't have Jack Whitehall on it.
Yes, basically.
I recommend it. Josh. That's what it's called.
Josh.
Josh. It's on BBC Two, I think it is.
All right.
It's one or the other. Cool. BBC
Well, isn't it really convenient that they got a comedian whose first name is Josh to star in their sitcom called Josh?
It's like it was planned.
You wouldn't believe the luck, would you?
Anyway, Owen.
Yes, me.
What have you been watching?
Well, I've been watching something I have actually found really interesting. I'm watching an American TV show called Scorpion.
I have seen Scorpion as well.
Yes,
okay.
Based on the true life events of Walter O'Brien.
Okay.
And
I didn't know it was based on the true life events.
Apparently it is. I mean, Walter O'Brien is actually an executive producer as well.
But you've got to remember that based on the real life events.
True, yeah.
Is, as Andy pointed out earlier in that piece by Dave Gorman, it is a bit like video game advertising.
Yeah.
You know? No, they will advertise the video game, but it will say not actual game footage.
Yeah. So it's sort of it does say the start based on the true story of Walter O'Brien, but of course, you know, set in a modern situation.
It's a bit like saying, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger did the movie Commando.
Yeah.
Right. Is a bit, you know, they could just as you say, based on the exploits of a woman going shopping. Commando. Like raw deal or something like that.
Wow.
There's a lot of license in saying
there is a lot of license.
Because I have seen Scorpion, and if his life was exactly like that, then
yeah, it's like, wow.
It's like the most interesting life ever.
I think the only bit that's actually true is the fact that when he was a kid, he did hack NASA to get the blueprints of the shuttle for his bedroom wall. I think that part is true.
Yeah.
So, the company itself, Scorpion, where basically a team of geniuses help the government solve issues. How much of that is true? Some of it could be true, but
well, the lab it's geniuses like, helping like, them, but
yeah,
you know.
But it's like you say, I mean,
maybe not in that way.
No, I mean, let's say based on you allow a lot of license. You can say, well, we take inspiration from this, but we've made something completely different.
Yeah.
Saying that though, the show is still really good, and you got loads of different smart people, but they're smart in different ways. So, yeah. Of course, you got Walter, who's just generally smart. A guy called Sylvester. It's sort of like a human calculator that can take statistics and numbers and information and just stores it in like a photogenic brain.
So he's basically a savant.
Pretty much,
when
yeah.
When it comes to maths.
He pretty much is, yeah. Then you got a woman called Happy, who's very rarely happy. who could build almost anything. So she's like an engineering prodigy. Then you got a sort of narcissist called Toby, who can basically profile anyone with no issue. He knows how people tick and can kind of look at your body language and tell you everything about your life. So put them together and you've got a really good team that can do almost anything, but they can't interact with the real world. So they've got a normal, called Paige, sort of acts as a sort of like a PR department for them. So they get that interaction with normal people and they don't come up. And so it kind of makes things a little less awkward.
Yeah.
And of course, you've got the, CIA handler, Cabe, who actually was the one that, met Walter as a kid and kind of sort of became a father figure because Cabe recognized the genius of Walter and kind of kept in contact with him over the years. So kind of became a surrogate father figure for Walter as he was growing up. So you have some really good background stories, some good development there. The show itself is superb. I really do enjoy it. I'm halfway through the first season now, and I know that the second series is currently being aired. And I have reason to believe that it is also set in the same universe as NCIS. Purely because Hetty Lang was in an episode.
Okay.
So that's a bit of a giveaway.
Did they actually call her Hetty Lang, man?
It was Hetty Lang. It was the boat shed from NCIS LA as
all right,
well.
So. Well, I've got to say, my experience with Scorpion wasn't as positive as yours.
Yeah.
But that's mainly because when I sat down and watched it, the geniuses, I noticed one glaring issue with them. And that was their lack of combat ability.
It's kind of like, yeah, they've got enough.
And they do kind of need it, don't they?
They do a bit, yeah. But I think there's actually one episode where they have to go to Bosnia to get back some tech.
My point, exactly. They do kind of need that combat ability. And, you'd think that at so, I mean, the one of the episodes I watched was where they're actually trying to train them with, you know, to actually fight people and defend themselves. And geniuses, up to a point, I can understand they have their issues and stuff like that, but they kind of pushed the angle a little too far for my liking.
Yeah. Just give them mech suits.
Okay, because the main guy, like, he becomes really good at fighting after he dies and comes back as a crazy zombie guy who throws thong spears.
Yeah, but I mean, they have a woman who could...
The Joker's Scorpion from Mortal Kombat, guys.
Yeah, I know, I got it. But they have somebody who can pretty much build anything she wants.
That is true, yes. So she
Can't she build mech suits? Why can't she build powered armor?
That's a good point. That's a massive plot hole.
Do you see what I mean? You have a team of geniuses. They're like the world's best, world's finest, you know? Build mechs.
Yeah. I was going to say,
That would have made Scorpion amazing. If they basically did that whole training, and then they went back to their HQ. They just sat around the table and went, hang on, we're geniuses. We don't need to learn this stuff. Next time they go to the training, they all turn up in powered suits. You know? have a go now.
That's a fair.
It's bulletproof, laserproof, waterproof, and I can also store snacks in it.
And my asthma inhaler.
That is how a genius solves a problem. They look at it and then just go way, way, way over the top.
I say, I have a problem. I know what I'll do. I'll build a mech.
That's how Einstein came up with the theory of relativity.
By building a mech.
No. What actually happened, right? He came up with the theory of relativity. But what actually happened was his wife just asked him to check the shopping receipt.
That's right. Yes. Yes. I've heard that story. Yeah.
No, that's basically what happened. His wife asked him to check her shopping receipt. Next thing you know, 10 years later, he's like, finished! He's like, so, was it correct? No, E equals MC squared. That wasn't what I asked.
Is it, did I put on semi-skimmed or full fat milk? That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah. So yes, now we know the truth.
Yep.
But did he actually ever check the list? This is important to me now.
I don't know.
we know he created he thought the theory of relativity, but we don't know whether he checked the
list. I think the milk was well past its sell-by date by that point.
Most definitely.
It'd gone way past being cheese.
Oh, way past. It started to develop intelligence.
Yes.
And then Einstein had to fight it in his mech suit.
Yes.
No. He kept it because he thought it was a cat. It gone all furry.
Is this where Mr. Blobby came from?
Possibly. Mr. Blobby, child of Einstein.
Explains everything. It all makes
perfect sense.
Oh,
now.
My God.
So you do. Now, when you say Einstein, you just get a picture of Noel Edmonds.
Oh, no. Oh, we have ruined Einstein.
Oh, yes.
Where is Mr. Blobby?
So, yeah.
He's out terrorizing Jack Whitehall.
That's the one thing that I didn't like, that I don't like about Scorpion.
The lack of mechs.
No, it's just they're geniuses, so they should be overcompensating to the nth degree.
Sometimes they do.
Sometimes they do, but, I mean, in a world where we had Knight Rider, a talking car, for crying out loud, and we had the sequel to Knight Rider with the car that could camouflage itself, and was bulletproof and actually repaired itself as well.
Don't forget about Herbie.
Yeah, I was actually going to move on to Herbie, a car that had a soul.
Because of a picture.
Yeah, I know, but you understand what
I'm
talking about.
No, I don't.
All I'm saying is we have all of these things. I mean, we have a giant Gundam in Japan, for crying out loud. Okay, you know, okay, it just stands there, but, you know, it's there.
Brum, that car talked.
Sorry?
Brum.
That car did not talk. It did not talk. It just made a noise.
You might as well throw a Nunu there while you're at it.
Hey, they're bringing that back.
No, oh God, no. Brum, again, was something right for its time, just not again.
Yes. In a world where we have the Ninky Nonk.
Swear that's a euphemism for something.
Surely we can have an episode of Scorpion where they basically take it to the next level.
Ninky Nonk behind the bins.
I'm sorry, but what about Tinky Winky? Can we just?
We don't even go there. We don't go there.
Dinky Winky and his handbag.
No, no. We do not go there. Tinky Winky is just let Tinky Winky be. You know, don't.
I bet I figured it out. The kid from the Barbie advert. He's what Tinky Winky.
When I grow up, I'm going to be Tinky Winky.
That poor kid.
Do you know what makes it even more disturbing is the fact that now instead of TVs, they have touch screens.
Oh, no.
Lots of belly rubbing going to happen there.
Look at Tinky Winky's Tinky Winky.
Lots of belly.
Lala's going to swipe right.
No.
Good old Tinder jokes.
That's a good day. That has to be the title. Lala to swipe right.
Oh dear.
I know we said earlier.
No.
We will think about that. But yeah, I want the geniuses to take it to the next level.
We've already gone past that level. We're out the door right now.
See, what we're doing here is what they should be doing on Scorpion. maybe in a more engineering physics type way.
Yes.
You know, maybe in a more combat oriented way, but generally what we just did here.
Just more meaningful.
More meaningful towards their particular story. You know.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sure you can agree with that. Scorpion's not a bad show. It's just, for me, it just kind of fell a little bit below the level I wanted it at. When you got geniuses, where are the death rays? I'm sorry. If you have in Big Bang Theory, you know, Sheldon managed to build a sonic death ray, which only scared it didn't even slow down the neighbor kids, but scared all the dogs in town. And he built that when he was, 13?
And Leonard made a working hologram projector as well, so...
Yeah, which...
Which he used to make...
Yeah, but no show should be using Big Bang Theory as a model to go off.
All I'm saying is, if they'd done that in Big Bang Theory, and that's kind of an embarrassment now, sure Scorpion can take it to the next level, especially if it's in the same universe as NCIS.
I'm sure they will. I mean, I would definitely like to see more proper crossovers with, like... Oh, because Scorpion's set in LA, more like Scorpion and NCIS LA crossovers.
No, because then you go, oh God, no. End Scorpion now. Do not let it continue. You should end it now while Owen still has fond memories of it. Before you do the inevitable Scorpion Hawaii 5-0 crossover.
Oh God, that actually blew my mind. It was like when Without a Trace did a crossover with CSI. It was like, these shows do not relate, but yet they're together.
Yeah, NCIS doing a crossover with Hawaii 5-0. It was basically the NCIS theme tune. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of it, I just kept expecting da 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 da, da. And then just people in a rowing boat going like paddling for all the worth.
Oh God!
And then loads of women in grass skirts going. I know the audience can't see what I'm doing, but you can figure it out.
Yes,
coconuts
jive.
Don't figure it out, audience. It's horrific.
It really is.
This is going.
Yeah, we went south for the winter.
We're not even south anymore. We're in a different dimension.
My eyes.
We've had these exaggerations for these show continuations or remakes throughout the show too much.
Yes.
Okay.
I do want to wait one last part. Part of the reason why I really enjoy it is because I find a certain amount of relatability to some of the characters, which is understandable.
I
mean, and I get where I'm just talking in terms of the story.
I just wanted it to be, you know, bigger, louder, more explosions, you know, and giant fighting robots. I'm sorry, we had robot wars, for crying out loud.
even rednecks build robots to fight.
Yeah, they built a giant spider that someone can sit in. Okay. The rednecks built it. And all I'm saying is, you know, get Craig Charles involved.
Meffed up Craig Charles.
Yes, get Craig Charles, dig Philippa Forrest out of retirement, you know, get them both involved. There you go. Okay. Scorpion becomes an amazing show with giant fighting robots.
Yes.
All I can think about now is Hawaii 5-1.
a Mortal Kombat crossover.
Anyway,
before we finish,
we haven't finished. I've still got mine.
Fatality.
Which we're going to have to hurry with. So quickly,
I was going to say the one thing which I don't want to see is if there were technology a version of In the Night Garden. It could be Tinder Night Garden.
Oh no. Don't go there.
No, why? Just so many whys.
Why is Rob not here when you said that?
I think he preempted that joke and fled.
Yes.
You know what the worst thing is? The worst thing is that could potentially be a show title, that right there.
No, because you know what's going to happen? As they're doing the whole swiping right thing, you know, it's Maka Paka with his touchpad going, Maka Paka, Ika, like he's picking, you know, eeny, meeny, miny, more.
Kind of like but that. On Tinder.
Oh, that would be so fun.
Anyway, yes. Right, to what I have been watching, and obviously I've been watching MasterChef The Professionals, and I've got to say, Marcus Waring is nowhere near as good as Michelle Roux Jr.
And we're out of time. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank God.
Yeah, just quickly, The Professionals has always been my favorite version of MasterChef, but it just seems like there's something lacking this time. Something really lacking, and I think part of it is the fact that Michelle Roux was a lot more personable than Marcus Waring, who just seems kind of like bargain basement Gordon Ramsay at times, you know, in terms of his attitude. He might be a brilliant chef, but I think he just takes it a little bit too much on how strict he's trying to be. Not only that, Monica does not suit blonde hair. She went blonde.
Yeah, Monica.
Guys, it was Monica.
It has been good, I'll admit, though.
It's been all right, but the previous couple of series have been much better, I think. And maybe it's just because they're still in kind of the preliminary rounds and they're still doing all the get rid of people before they move on to the quarterfinals and, you know, the semifinals and that. But it just, I don't know, it's either that or I've got bored of cooking programs.
Mm.
And I never thought I would be bored of cooking programs.
Watch Cake Boss. Cake Boss is amazing.
You guys don't know about Cake Boss, do you?
I've heard of it.
Stripper penis cake. Talk to him about it.
And I'm out. I'll have to talk about Cake Boss another day.
Yes. We'll have to talk about Cake Boss another day. On next week's show, Cake Boss.
Yes.
But yeah, MasterChef The Professionals haven't been overly impressed with it so far. That's why I said I was keeping the shot.
Okay. And which is, boo MasterChef The Professionals, pick your socks up.
Seriously, yeah. It's kind of, for professional cooks and chefs in the UK, it's kind of the program that they would probably watch themselves. And when you get professionals in the industry watching that program,
it seems like Bake Off's like the way to go at the minute.
Bake Off is the way to go.
What is it with cooking programs in general that think a red steak is done?
Yes, I know. Like, I don't understand. I mean, if it's still mooing,
rare.
It's
medium
obviously
rare.
Not. No, no. If it's still mooing, it's obviously not cooked.
It's like on the
and
first
just
episode
no, no,
of MasterChef,
mincing it up and putting some onion and then an egg over the top does not make
steak,
it edible.
They did blue steak in the first episode of The Professionals, I think it was.
Blue steak?
Was it blue steak?
Did they have to strangle the cow first?
And it was just red. It was like he dabbed it in the pan.
I think we should end this with a joke that I don't think these three have heard, Rob, seeing as we were talking about steaks and various other things.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Okay, why do cows have hooves instead of feet?
I don't know. Why? Somewhere.
Because they lack toes.
Oh.
Wow. Is that a point to end it? Or?
Yes, yeah, that's a good point to end it. Right, we have been on the box. We'll be back for more fun and games next week. But for now, if you want to get in touch with us, you can contact us, studio@thegeekshow.co.uk, or you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, MyAnimeList, Google+, Steam, DeviantArt, and various other places on the interwebs. You can listen to all of our shows either on our website or through Mixcloud, iTunes, Stitcher, and various other things as well.
We are everywhere.
Yes, we are everywhere. We are Legion. Yes.
We're like and Santa. We watch you wherever you want.
Yes. If you'd like to support us, you can do so by purchasing one of our lovely t-shirts. We've got a couple of new designs on the shop. You can find the shop on our website or on Facebook in the Geek Shop tab. We have been on the box. I have been Rob.
I've been Andrew.
I've been Owen.
I've been Andy.
And I've been Ryan.
We'll see you all next week.
Thanks for listening.